Hi Zoe.
Hey Rory, how's it going?
It's going well. Here we are on our first dates podcast.
Episode two.
Episode two.
Hell yeah.
I'm super excited. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. This is a good one. The pressure's off me. It's your date this time. Should we refresh the folks on what our podcast is about?
I think we should do that for about the first 2 years of this podcast. Just keep going over it, make sure everybody knows, everybody's on the same page as this.
Yeah, we just have to make sure because we're going to get so many new viewers each week. So it's like...
I'm ready for fame. That's what I am.
You and me both. You and me both. Okay.
Well, how about you go through it first and then I'll clean up after you. That's kind of how our friendship works.
Thanks for that. So it's called First Dates Podcast and... One of the hosts, either me or Rory, the only two hosts, will go on a date with the guest, depending on their sexual preference. So if they like the ladies, they'll go on a date with me. And if they like the fellas, they'll go on a date with Rory.
Yeah, I wish they could see the faces you're making right now while you're doing that. That's...
Yeah, they're... Leave it up
that
to
would
their
sell. That would sell the joke. Yeah, I think that's true. These are people that we've never met before, and they've kind of contacted us because it's like it gives them a space more so than their digital presence, right? You can be more expansive and funny and sexy and clever and sad or happy. I don't know, but it gives you a lot more space to play around with, right?
Yeah. Great medium podcast.
Absolutely. And today, I get to go on a date with somebody that you know.
Yeah.
Semi-intimately.
Yeah, I'm going to set you up on a date with my good old friend Chelsea. She is awesome. And I don't want to, I hesitate to tell you this, but I'm kind of giving you my sloppy seconds. We did go out to Mexican food once. I saw her eat. Very, very good eater.
Is that right?
Yeah, great eater. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm already on board. I'm in love. I can tell.
Yeah, she's a great eater. Anyway, she's hilarious, and she lives in Arizona. And I don't know why that's important.
Yeah,
I'm just listing some facts.
Doesn't sound like we're not off to a good start. Arizona doesn't sound like a cool place.
Yeah,
maybe she'll sell me on
eater.
Arizona. Yeah, she is a good consumer of food, so that's good. We'll hit it off.
They
there.
Like negate each other there, you know? It's fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so she's great. You'll love her. You guys will get along great. No doubt in my mind.
Okay, great. Well, are you going to kind of go away now so I can meet this person?
Or? Yeah, excuse you. That's rude. I'm setting
I'm
up
sorry.
On a date.
Listen, I haven't been on a date in a couple weeks, so I'm really excited to get out there and kind of be
social. A couple weeks? That's not that much time, buddy.
Well, I'm buddy. Very... I was... yeah, forget it. Let's just do this.
Okay. Anyway, Chelsea...
Hi.
Hi, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, I am no longer here.
First dates, come on a date.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Rory.
How are you doing? How was work today?
Oh, it was awful.
oh no. What, why was it so awful?
It wasn't that bad. I just, you know, I don't like to work.
I don't know you too well. You know, Zoe set us up, so I don't know where you work. Where do you work?
I work at CBS, like a local news station, CBS.
Oh, wow, like TV?
Yeah, like TV news.
Are you going to be on TV one day?
I was on TV the other day.
Get out of here. You were on TV? What were you doing?
It was just for like this opening segment where I grabbed a bag of chips off, off of the shelf, and it was like, I don't remember what the story was about, but I was just supposed to be like a normal person.
You were supposed to be a normal person grabbing chips.
Yeah, we had to film it like 10 times too. It was, you know, real Hollywood stuff.
You weren't in practice of being a normal person and grabbing chips at all?
Yeah, it was really awkward. I was like grabbing them with both hands.
That's how I, you know, just grab them and, you know, dive right in there like I'm, you know, doing a swan dive in the pool. Is that like what you're going to do for the rest of your life? You're going to be in TV?
I don't know. Who knows? I might die young.
You sound really passionate about it.
yeah, it's fun. It's cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to be, I feel like this is maybe a shallow comment, but I think you have to be really attractive to be on TV, and it looks like you're the kind of person that could be on TV.
Thanks. I'm not actually on TV, like, all the time. I'm just...
But you could be, is what I'm saying.
Oh, thank you. This is like, a real date.
it's a real gross-sounding date so far. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm being over the top. You're just very pretty. You know, I don't go out with people that are this pretty that often.
Thanks, Rory.
No problem. All right, so do you date a lot? Is this, like, a common thing in your life?
No. It was, like, maybe 6 months that I didn't go on a date, and then I did just... once, like, a couple weeks ago. Any government regulation, and he was like, oh no, I like regulation. And then it just devolved. I was like, so you're not an anarchist, you're something completely different. And he was like, well, I like the name anarchist, but I don't necessarily like everything that goes along with it. It was just, so I just bitched him out in the parking lot, and then immediately after, I was like, I swooped in for like a quick hug, and I was like, okay, bye, and I left, and I went to my car.
So he's a glamour anarchist.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that wasn't a love match then, you two.
No, but he still called me again afterwards.
Really? After getting yelled at, he decided to give you a ring, huh?
Yeah, and I didn't pick up.
I feel like that is the opposite of how I would be. Like, I take the first little hint that somebody has that they don't like me, and I just run with it. Like, that's it. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
I remember one time, like, when I was younger, I was, like, 16. It was the only time this will ever happen. There was a girl that came over, and we hung out. We had, like, a little date. And yeah. And I called her, like, 4 times. And by the 5th call, I was like, oh. She's screening this. And, like, from then on, like, I have never talked to another girl in my life, basically.
Wait, it was like 5 times in a row?
No, not like I dialed it, hung up. But it was, like, 5 nights in a row. Because we had a kiss, you know? It was, like, a good date. So I thought that was, you know, I was in line for another chance at her, you know? But, yeah, ever since then, I feel like I would never make that call. But his loss and my gain, I get to go on a date with you tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
What did you guys what did you guys do? What did this anarchist gentleman treat you to that night?
Well, okay, this was an OkCupid date. So
oh no!
Definitely very cool. But I got the sense, like, from our messages that I wasn't really going to like him, so I only.
So you were like, I must go on a date with this guy.
Well, no, I was like, well, maybe. Physically, sure. But then, you know, just personality-wise, it was just really bad. So I was like, let's just go for drinks. And he was like, are you sure you don't want to go for dinner? And I was like, no, just drinks. And then we got to the place, which I stupidly picked. It wasn't just a bar. They also served food. And we got there, and he's like, so you want to get food? And I was like, no, I told you, like, 3 times I only want to get drinks. And then he ordered food anyway and got mad when I didn't eat it.
He doesn't play by the rules, Chelsea. If you don't remember, he's an anarchist. You should have been ready for that. No matter how hot he was in his OkCupid picture, he wasn't just going to follow you blindly.
I guess, yeah. I don't like that.
If you, like, let's say, because we're just having a talk right now, but if I was to travel to Arizona, because I live in a more beautiful place, no offense. Yeah. Up here in Portland. But let's say I took a little vacation down to AZ. Where would you take me? Like, what would you do on a date?
I don't know. Do you like to drink?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Gatorade. You're talking about Gatorade, right?
Yeah, Blue Frost or something.
Uh-huh.
I would probably take you to, like, a cool bar. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been on a date, so.
That wasn't a disaster. It's been a long time since you've been on a good date. Okay, so you take me to a cool bar.
Yeah.
You, because, like, from what Zoe said about you, you're a really you're a big eater, so I thought you'd be into like taking me to a cool restaurant.
Huge eater.
But maybe that doesn't sound good, like you're a connoisseur of the food, so you'd take me to a nice restaurant. There's no like nice restaurants in Arizona?
No, there definitely is. I'll take you to an extra cool Mexican restaurant.
Okay, you emphasize on all this cool stuff. Do I have to wear nice clothes? Like, do I have to wear like a leather jacket and some sunglasses to these places? Or?
No. When I see you're from Portland, so you just automatically assume that anywhere you go will be cool. But I have to like actually say like, oh no, this place is gonna be cool. I promise. Like,
okay.
I like
the compliment of my area. I really appreciate that.
Mexican food, as in, like, they would have vegan, like, really creative vegan options.
That sounds really good. Yeah. All right, so let's say this, we have a good time. We share some food. And you have decided that you're not going to yell at me and end the date.
Okay.
And so we go to this cool bar. We have, like, a cool bar here that's, like, Oh, like on the 30th story, and there's like pianos and like a view of the whole city. So let's say we're kind of in that kind of swanky bar locale. Okay. Let's say that I order your drink. How do you respond to that?
I would be into that.
You would be into that?
I wouldn't even care what it was.
Wow.
Even if, like the drink I hated the most, I would drink it with a smile. I'd be like, fuck yes.
Okay, I'm on to something here. So let's say we sit down and I'm like, all right, she's gonna have a whiskey ginger. We're both gonna have a whiskey ginger tonight.
Yeah.
And so the gentleman goes away, and okay, this is not what I would do, but I want to know how you'd react to this.
Okay.
So we head toward the table. We've for some reason ordered as we're walking in, like we own the place. But, like, we're walking toward the table, and we sit down. You sit down first. I give you your seat, and then I sit down next to you on the same side of the table. How do you feel about that?
Whoa, okay. I have very strong feelings about that.
I want to hear them. I want to hear
them. Crazy strong feelings about that. Okay. I need to see someone that I'm talking to. I feel super weird being on the same side of like, a booth or something. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, you and me were on the same page right here. I'm not doing that. If you did that to me, I would yell at you like the anarchist and I'd be out of there. Instantaneously, that is completely rude. Even when I see strangers do it, when I'm out with my friends, I am infuriated.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
All right, so 2 for 2 with you and I here. All right, let's say after a couple of drinks, put my hands on your hands to tell you like a joke or something serious.
That's cool.
You're okay with touching then, obviously.
Yeah.
We just met.
Go wild. Go.
Hand holding to no end. We're just going to be hand holding in paradise there. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing, Chelsea. All right, okay. So. Here's another thing that I feel like, let's say we're having a great time. This is the last thing. What if I'm like, let's just go to the hill. Let's drink until we can almost not see.
All right.
You're in for that. That's
yeah,
something you would do.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, this date is going swimmingly, Chelsea.
See, like no one does that. Like I would love that if they were like, let's just drink until we, you know, go blind or something and be like, all right, yeah,
go for it. Yeah, you're a high-class person of the town. You're a TV executive down in Arizona. You should be able to have a night to yourself.
Yeah, totally. Executive, yeah.
So after this date, we hit it off and we get married.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm somebody that takes it slow, obviously. am I going to be able to continue to play video games after we're married in our long-term love affair?
Yeah, like, well, how much video games is that, like?
An hour a day.
Oh, that's nothing. Okay, that's
2 hours a day.
Oh, Oh, I see how it is. It's really actually more like 5, right?
No, I'm just testing your will here.
2 is fine. That's whatever.
2's the limit. Okay, I can take 2.
Yeah.
All right. How many children are we going to have?
I don't know. I don't want to act. Well, you know what? I would have them. I just don't want to have them. Like,
you just don't want to, like, I'll take care of them. You can go off and be a star on TV.
Well, I don't want to get pregnant is the thing. Like,
okay. Well, we can adopt. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Absolutely. So obviously from what you said earlier on the podcast here, you said that, or on our date, you said that you're like really political. What if you found out that I was an anarchist, but we had a great date? Would you be upset about it?
If you were an anarchist, that's fine. I don't care.
It was just this gentleman you didn't like.
I didn't like that he wasn't actually an anarchist and he was parading himself around as if he was, like, incorrectly and knowingly calling himself that incorrectly.
Right. How dare he, really?
Yeah. Let's call him.
I think we should bring him in on this date right now.
Okay, I will get my phone out.
If only to make me seem just a little more, a little better, you know, just in comparison.
Yeah.
All right, so Chels, we're in Arizona, we're hitting it off. Will you move for me? Will you move up here for me?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to get out of Arizona? You hate there?
Oh yeah, I hate it.
All right. Well, tell me about like the worst date you've ever been on, because obviously this is going really well.
I have one and it's sad. Okay, but it's pretty good. Okay, so I had been out on a date with this guy in the past and it was fine, but like I didn't want to go out with him again. And then I was in this long relationship where we were like engaged and it was like super intense, whirlwind, insane, like, and it was like for 2 years.
You were engaged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry to interrupt, continue.
Well, engaged as in like we were both like bipolar manic, and like at 2 o'clock in the morning we ran to a grocery store and he bought me like this like child's diamond ring that was like from the kids section of some grocery store, and like we were like, we're definitely getting married, like, and it was all we talked about for a couple months, and like we lived with each other and stuff, so I mean it was kind of engaged, but anyway, so
definitely it is kind of engaged in my opinion. Continue though.
Okay, so after that ended, I was like in shambles emotionally, and by the time I was ready to like start dating again, I gave this other guy a try who I'd been out on a date with like 2 years previously. So we went out on a date and like we were just polar opposites. He wanted to take me to Chili's.
Oh, yes.
And I just said no. And then we drove around the entire night in his dumb little two-door Nissan sports car thing that was so stupid. Anyway.
Looking for other Chili's or what?
Just looking around for restaurants and arguing the whole time. Like, I would like point something out on the side of the road and he'd be like, why would you want to go there? That's stupid. And then he would point something out and I'd be like, there's no way I'm going there. And we drove around for like an hour. And then we didn't go anywhere. I don't think, but it ended. We were parked of my apartment, and I was like, so why are we even going out with each other? And he's like, I just got out of a really bad breakup. And I was like, me too. And so we sat in the car both telling each other like these sob stories of our breakups, and we were like crying so hard in his car.
On a first date, you were bawling with this guy?
It was kind of a first date, kind of a second date, but like we were crying super hard. And then like right at the end of it, he was like, so do you want to have sex? And I was like, no. And I just like got out of the car and ran into my apartment. And that was it.
That's a lesson for all the kids out there. If you want to get laid, just, you know, infuriate somebody and maybe treat them to Chili's and you might have them. I think that's a good. So after your whirlwind engagement, That sounds much like a Disney story. You have kind of gone into like something I don't do. I haven't done it, and I don't think negatively about it. I'm neither here nor there about it, but you're an OkCupid-er?
Yeah.
Okay. Cupid. Please tell me that, like, give me the benefit, like, sell me on it. Why should I do that? I mean, obviously, we're going to work out, and this is going to work out for a long time, so I don't want to think about it, but if it wasn't going to work out, why would OkCupid be a good idea?
That was how I met the fiancé guy.
Right.
And that was how I met it's sad to admit, but that's basically how I met, like, everyone I've been in, like, a long-ish relationship with. Okay, and the reason why is because you can kind of, like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you.
Okay. You can kind of, like, make them jump through a bunch of hoops before you actually agree to meet them. Like, you can really find out if you're going to like this person or not.
But I feel like you can just say whatever you want.
No, well, there's, like, a lot of stuff that I am, like, specific about. And if they're lying about that, then they're total garbage.
Give me it. What are the things you're specific about?
I don't know. Like how they live. Okay, like,
I'm just jumping in to give you guys your 3-minute warning. And if the anarchist is listening, I'm totally here for you. Totally down for alternative views of shit. Just give me a call. I know Chelsea.
Anyway, Zoe's available, definitely.
You guys have 3 minutes left.
All right, okay. Thanks, Zoe. All right, so these things, real quick, what are they?
Like, if they're, like, a huge partier, or, like, they do, like, coke and ecstasy and stuff, like, I'm going to be like, no, I'm not really cut out for that. Like,
sure.
I don't know. I could tell pretty quick, probably, if they were really into that.
Right, you could tell because you'd be like, do you do coke? And they're like, yes or no.
Yeah, they're proud about that kind of thing usually, so.
And you're not into partying. I don't think I asked you, because you look really young, so I'm assuming you're like 24, 25?
That's super nice of you. I'm 26. But
okay, well, it's close.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you don't like coke users
Okay.
We're good on that. I have never used coke before, so we're good. You're an OkCupid-er, so here's my last thing to get into while we have, like, 2 minutes left.
Okay.
So you kind of, like, supplement your social life digitally, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So are you a sexter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is something I've talked about with Zoe a whole bunch, because Zoe thinks that there's some people, or one side of the sexting relationship is always like just like watching Bob's Burgers or whatever, and not really involved in the actual physical part of sexting. Do you think that's true?
No, not if you're with the right person. That shouldn't be like that.
I completely agree. I would be devastated if I found out that you were watching Bob's Burgers while we were sexting. I'll tell you that.
You should be doing nothing. Turn off the TV. Turn off music.
You should be lighting candles.
You should be in your bed. That's the only thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, here's the last thing that I would definitely want to know, because, like, we're getting a little intimate on this first date.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing, shower sex or no shower sex?
No.
It's the worst, right?
It's, like, too much work. Just
I can't even balance sometimes without water involved.
Yeah, I know. Standing up, come on.
I couldn't hold my, like, I sometimes shower with my dog, and I can barely, like, hold him at the angle that I need the water to hit him to wash him off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chelsea, I had such a good time with you.
I had a really good time too, Rory.
Thanks for going on a date with me.
You're welcome. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome for setting you guys up.
Yeah, I think this is.
I also just want to add that Bob's Burgers is a sexy TV show, and if you disagree, then this is over. I regret setting you up if you guys disagree.
You think Bob's Burgers is a sexy TV show?
You don't know what I think.
You just said that.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm flip-flopping now. I'm just saying that you don't know what people are thinking on the other end of the sexting line, all right?
I just want them to not be thinking about Bob's Burgers. That's what it comes down to.
Even if they're not watching it, maybe they're thinking about it, you know?
I want them focused on these beautiful brown eyes. That's what I want them focused on.
That's disgusting.
How dare you?
Okay, well, sounds like you guys had a good time. Chelsea, I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
So, did you enjoy your time with Rory?
I had a really good time, yeah.
All right. So, just imagine this beautiful scene, all right? You and Rory coming home from the cool Mexican place, just walking around all cool. And he's like, you know what, I'm going to walk you to your house. And you're like, whatever, I guess. And then you get to his house, and he's like, Chelsea had a really great time tonight. You have three options. One is invite him back inside. Be like, yeah. Let's have this night continue. It was great. I have like cool Mexican stuff inside. Second, just like give him a hug and be like, you deserve a hug. That's it. Or,
but you need to go on your way.
Yeah, you're busy. You have Bob's Burgers to watch. Or option three, handshake, shut the door.
This is the first time we've ever met.
This is after this date that just happened.
After this date. Okay. I usually don't initiate that, like, come in and let's do it kind of thing. But if I felt like the vibes, I'd be like, come on in. Yeah.
Well, are you feeling the vibes right now?
From him? I would have to look at him. Are there vibes here?
I mean, I'm sensing some vibes.
There's like seven vibes.
Minimum. Okay. All
right, then yeah.
Yeah?
I feel like I forced that. She's just giving me a hug. I feel like I only get a hug on this one.
You feel like you got a hug?
I feel like you're just giving me a hug, Chelsea, and that's fine. I totally understand. I mean...
Did you start taking off my shirt?
Some guys can get off on that, Chelsea. You never know. Depends how good of a hugger you are. You know?
I'm a good hugger.
Okay, so fine. I don't want to push it, but yeah, you got to answer. Am I coming in, or are we just getting a hug, or the firm handshake?
Yeah, I would invite you in.
Boom. Laid Rory.
Well, we'll see how it goes inside. I could fall apart once
Rory
inside.
Rory just got semi-laid.
Yeah, semi.
That's all you can ask for, really.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming on, Chelsea.
Thanks for having me.
I hope we weren't too weird about everything.
No, you weren't weird at all.
Listen, Chelsea was great. I think Chelsea and Nick, our first two we're ironing out the kinks, so to speak, and they were great guests.
Yeah, they were really good guests. Well, we know how to pick them for each other, but they're also amazing.
Well, we kind of picked them, but at this point, like, we're starting to get people that are writing in that want to go on these, and that's when it's going to start getting interesting, because we're not going to know, like, because you know Zoe, and I know Nick a little bit, so it would be better if we had no personal contact with these people before.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already kind of, like, I know Chelsea just a little bit, and I think she's great. She's got quite the mind, you know, she's super clever. So I was lucky to have... Thank you for hanging out with me, Chels.
Thanks for having me.
Yay. And just a final little shout out. Visit our website, firstdatespodcast.wordpress.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow all three of us on Twitter. I'm Madam Zubel.
I'm Rory, not Roy.
I'm Chelsea_ELLE.
Chelsea_ELLE. We're all here. And thanks for tuning in, and tune in again, and happy dating.
Yeah, until next time, happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.